Durant and Nets owner Joe Tsai met in London recently, and Durant reiterated his desire to be traded. Sources confirm he suggested the franchise needed to choose between him and coach Steve Nash and general manager Sean Marks. Last night, Tsai made his feelings clear on Twitter, quote, "Our front office and coaching staff have my support, and we will make the best decision, the decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn."
Hello and welcome to Real Talk with Kingsley Obadira. This is your boy. It's a lot has been going on. I know, people. But before we get started, man, please hit the like button, subscribe to my channel. So we can just get this thing moving, okay? Please hit that like button, ring the bell, do whatever you got to do, but just hit that button. But Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, and the whole NBA has gone insane. And that wasn't enough. Just the other day, he had a meeting in London with Joe Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. And that meeting was, he gave them an ultimatum. He said, basically, either you get rid of Steve Nash and Sean Marks, or you trade me. Yeah. It's come down to that. Now, I want to take a step back before we, you know, I'm going to give you guys some reactions to some things that's been going on. But before we even get to that, I want to kind of shed a little bit of a light. You know, last year, Ime Udoka was on the staff of the Brooklyn Nets. Okay. Ironically, the Brooklyn Nets, before they hired Steve Nash, they had an opportunity to hire Ime Udoka, and they didn't. Instead, they went with Steve Nash. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, you know, Steve Nash is an MVP, but he has no coaching experience. These people are trying to win a championship. You're trying to get over that hurdle. Ime Udoka was a high level assistant coach. And obviously we see where he is today as a head coach. Okay. And full disclosure, you know, he's a former teammate of mine. So I don't want people to say, oh, you're just saying that, because no, I'm going to always keep it real. This is real talk. You know what I mean? This is real talk. We're going to keep it real. Real talk with Kingsley. So if he was trash, I'll tell you he's trash. Everybody that knows me knows I keep it real, man. But yes, Ime Udoka is a friend of mine. And the Brooklyn Nets had an opportunity to hire him as their head coach. They didn't. Instead, they brought him on as an assistant coach.
All right. I want to pause for a moment. Yesterday was Ime Udoka's birthday, so I want to take this opportunity to wish him a happy birthday. So, Coach Ime Udoka, happy birthday to you. You know, we wish you more success. I was contemplating which picture I was going to use of the many teams that you played on. I was going to use the Lakers picture, but I think I used your hometown of Portland. Other than the Nigerian jersey, that's the one that I'm putting up here. So here you go, the Portland and Nigeria, the two things that accurately represent you. So happy birthday, happy 45th birthday, Coach Ime Udoka. You are my consensus coach of the year this year. So I might be biased because you're my boy, but but it is what it is. So happy birthday again, Coach. Best of luck for you in the upcoming season. And go get Kevin Durant. Let's get Kevin Durant over there. You know. All right.
And at the time, I remember saying, well, if things go bad, well, they can always fire Steve Nash, and they got a great, you know, head coach in waiting. But of course, we know that it wasn't going to take long before he got a head coaching job. He had spent 7 years with, you know, the great Popovich, you know, under that tutelage, even won a championship over there with Popovich as an assistant coach. And he formerly played for Popovich. So he knows that system. If you watch, you know, the defensive strategy of the Boston Celtics, you know, and that's, by the way, Ime's specialty, okay, is defense. Not shockingly that he had the number one defense in the NBA, right? Because, you know, he is a head coach. He's able to implement what he wanted. And this man, if you watch his offense, it's all predicated on ball movement, just like San Antonio. So that's why they were able to effectively, you know, move, the, you know, get through the Eastern Conference, sweeping KD when they match up with Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. I remember telling people, I said, you know, damn, you know, the Brooklyn Nets would be lucky to win a game in this series. And all my friends was like, what? That's KD and Kyrie. I said, hey, Ime Udoka was their coach the last year. If there was something else that he does, if nothing else, he knows your weakness. You know, and believe me, I'm a point guard, right? When I'm playing with someone and, you know, I give him a move, I give you a crossover, right? I see your reaction and I go the opposite way. You know, Ime is so smart. You do that move on him. The next time he comes, he's jumping. You know, he's jumping at you, right? So you got to come with a counter move. If you're somebody that only has a one go-to move, he's going to lock you up on defense. And I'm just giving y'all real talk. These are gems. I hope you understand it. Ring that button, hit that like button if you like this, man. You know, because this is what it's all about. You know, this guy is a specialist on defense. So he understands it. And any real basketball players, they understand these things. Right. So I knew that KD and Kyrie was in trouble because he's going to develop a game plan for their ass. Fast forward to where we are now. Right. One of the reasons that, you know, if you check around the league, they'll tell you that Ime is not, you know, he's not shy about telling you how he feels. Right. You know, like, you know, he pulled Kyrie to the side like, hey, check this out. When he was in Brooklyn. You know, there was a game where, you know, Kyrie was getting ate up by, you know, Devchenko on the Bucks, and Ime pulled him to the side and, you know, was like, hey, check this out. You know, you can't let this guy come in here and give you work. Woo, 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 woo. You know, and talk to, you know, Kyrie in a way that most people don't talk to Kyrie. You know, most coaches don't talk to Kyrie. But guess what? Ime is used to dealing with Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Parker. And if he can tell Tony Parker to your face and tell Manu to your face and tell the great Tim Duncan to your face that, hey, you need to get your ass in the block. You need to do this. You need to do that. Because I went to the game. I was like, I pulled him to the side like, damn, you can talk to Duncan like that? He's like, man, I'm doing my job. You know, he better listen, you know? I'm like, man. You know, so that's respect. And they know that it's coming from a place that's going to better their game. Right? So that's what I'm talking about. So when you have a coach that has that credibility, right, that has that credibility, they can talk to you like that. Not a coach when you take a bad shot, you come out, he's like, why'd you take that shot? Why'd you take that shot? Oh, man, leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right. You know, I'm not saying that Steve Nash is like that. But what I'm saying is that you need a coach that's going to hold you accountability, that's going to hold you accountable. Players respect accountability. I can tell you that in my low level of playing, you know, anyways, like what I'm saying is, you know, when you understand the game, right, you want to be held accountable. Nobody want it, man, you know, as a player, if you let me just come and go as I please, I might start practicing bad habit. But you know who I respect? That coach that says, man, you know what? I'm not going to let you do that. You know, and players, everybody needs that. We all need some guidance. Okay. So with Steve Nash and KD and Josai and Sean Marks, where they are now, what do you think is the proper resolution? Okay. What would you do if this was your team? I'll tell you what I would do. All right? I'll tell you what I would do. Where can I get another Kevin Durant? Where can I get another KD? I can get another coach. I can get another general manager. But where can I get another KD? Stay tuned. So let's check out some of these clips so I can give you my reaction and tell you how I feel about this. But you pretty much already know. I just honestly believe that you can get another head coach. You can get another general manager. You can't get another KD. You know what I mean? Like, where are you going to find another KD? They come along like once every 30 years, you know? So it's not this contract that I'm worried about. It's where are you going to get another generation talent like KD? Let's keep it realistic. People want to say, oh, I'm not getting rid of my general manager. I'm not, man, come on, man. Like, hey, realistically, you know, let's be real. You know, I like Steve Nash. I grew up in the Bay Area. I played against Steve Nash, you know, in the Bay Area. We, you know, he's a great guy. Steve Nash is one of the great, great persons. You know, honest to God, he is. No disrespect to him. You know, and obviously as an NBA player, he was a phenomenal NBA player, two-time MVP. You know, that's nothing to sneeze at. He's a phenomenal basketball player. But how does that translate as a coach? You know, and can you live with, you know, okay, now you have Steve Nash and KD is saying that he doesn't want to work with them, right? He doesn't want to work with this team that you have, the management team. So what is your option? Do you force him to come to work? Okay, give me maximum performance. Let's be realistic. And how is that relationship is going to be moving forward? You know, is Sean Marks going to stay away from the team? Is Kevin Durant going to look over and all of a sudden be, oh, yeah, Steve, yeah, everything's great. You know, come on. Like, you know, we are, there's a situation where it gets too toxic, where everybody needs to part ways. You know, you've been with teammates that you don't like, but you know what? We tolerate each other for the sake of winning or for whatever. But now when it gets to this stage, where, you know, he's like publicly, I need him gone. If somebody wanted me fired, you know, I don't want to work with
Jay,
that person.
His value is what his value is. But Key, his can't get but so much for him, no matter how great he is.
He's the best player in basketball.
No
Key.
Matter how, but the problem is because the relationship is fractured and everybody already knows that he wants out, that already diminished his trade value from day one. What should have happened a long time ago was a sidebar conversation. In an understanding that this is what we're going to do and we're going to move you, but it's going to take some time. Just sit tight, but we will move you. Opposed to, we're not going to move you. We're not going to move you. Because once you tell a player we're not going to do something, well, you back him up in the corner. He's got to come out swinging. However, it was leaked. Well, now his trade value is diminished, but it's already diminished because you messed up out the gate when you didn't have that private conversation.
Well, we don't know that they didn't have private conversations. We also know that they didn't we're not going to move him, right? Like, so like all I'm saying is, to me, by this leaking, by this coming out, if you're another team, you're not going to come back to the table with more. All I'm saying is it makes you revisit certain scenarios, Toronto, Boston, I get all that. But I'm telling you, Keith, for Jaylen Brown and Derek White and some draft picks, I'm not doing that, man.
Well, I'm not even talking about.
I'm going to make Adam Silver step in before it's all said and done.
Now, did he just say that he's going to make Adam Silver step in? What is Adam Silver going to do? He's going to tell Kevin Durant, oh, no, you must stay there. Hell no. What is he going to do? Man, Jay, you know, sometimes you disappoint me a little bit. You're a basketball player. We got a football player, you know, taking out for the basketball player more than the basketball player. What are you talking about? Like, how are you going to make this man stay, you know, in Brooklyn? You know what I mean? Like, realistically. And what is Adam Silver going to do? Come on, listen to the rest of this, man.
I'm not even talking about the compensation. All I'm simply talking about is when a player asks to be traded and you refuse to trade him, it's hard for that player to how can a coach coach him and a general manager this guy and he does not want to be there?
Well, that's what but he's had all the autonomy. Why I'm so confused. This is why I think this whole thing is delusional, Key. All the assistant coaches pretty much have been co-signed by KD. Even if he didn't pick Steve Nash, still had to co-sign it.
Doesn't matter.
Even them getting DeAndre Jordan for $40 million and letting go of Jared Allen had to be co-signed. Even though them getting draft picks for James Harden had to be co-signed. So at the end of the day, where's your accountability here? I'm not going to allow you to run over me if I'm Josiah.
Jay, before we move on, have you ever bought something and returned it?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
but that doesn't mean anything.
Kevin Durant bought something, and all the coaches and Steve Nash.
What's the return policy?
And
how
guess
long?
Because
I think this one
he's
is expired.
He's returning it now.
I think it's expired.
And they've got to accept it.
After 2 years, I mean, after what, 60 days, it expires. After 2 years, it definitely expires.
We're going to leave it here for now because we'll talk about this one in about 30 minutes. And both of these guys will get into what does Kevin Durant really want?
My brothers and sisters, if that's not a checkmate, have you ever bought something and returned it? Yeah, you know, let's say KD could have signed off on Steve Nash. Like, yeah, we want Steve Nash. You know, we want Steve Nash. And then got to tell a dose of Steve Nash coaching. Or got a dose of Steve Nash personality. Call it whatever you want. He wants a refund. He's bringing it back. I don't want this coach. No, I don't want this coach. No, 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 no. Like Mutombo. No, 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 no. Take it back. Take it back. I do not want that. You know, I do not want Nash. Nash. No, 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 no. So what's wrong with that? Keyshawn Johnson. And Keyshawn knows a thing, too, about give me the damn ball. This is the man that said, give me the damn ball. He wrote a whole book. To his quarterback, give me the damn ball. So he knows a little something about having an ego. He knows once that relationship is fractured, it's done. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Wrap. No, 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 no. That's all I'm saying. This is what it's going to be titled. It's a Mutombo. Kevin Durant says he wants to do a Mutombo to the Nets. No, 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 no. Get me out of here. I must go, go, go. Listen to the rest of this, people.
And not play, then we're going to have to deal with that with Adam Silver. But the only way I'm going to move Kevin Durant is if I get equivalent assets in return. Or more for KD. I'm not taking less than what the best player in basketball is worth now in the game. Like, he's the best player in basketball. I'm not taking less for KD. I can't do it. It's not a good business decision, Key.
Explain to me, you keep mentioning Adam Silver getting involved. Like, explain to me, because I don't know how Adam Silver could get involved to a degree to make Kevin Durant play for a team that he doesn't want to play for that has a coach and a general manager that's still there. Explain to me how that could happen. Like, how could that take place? What is it that Adam Silver is going
to
do?
I'm not saying he's going to be able to do anything, but Adam Silver is going to have to end up commentating on this because he already has done it once, and it was pretty awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And my thing is, if it's going to get to a point, it's going to be bad for basketball. It's going to be bad for basketball. You can best believe Adam Silver is going to be asked about it nonstop.
Yeah.
And if anything, Key, I think what this does, if it prolongs – it creates more issues for players in the league. We've already talked about the NBA looking at the new CBA coming up and saying, hey, all this stuff about players just forcing their way out of situations and, you know, with no consequences and signing long-term deals and then forcing their way out. The league has already been, you know, putting people on blast. But we're going to talk about changes. This just escalates that even more.
No, I understand. I understand that they will look at some of the bylaws and the collective bargaining agreement moving forward based on protecting themselves as a franchise. I just don't see how if you were the Brooklyn Nets and you are Josiah, or just let's just say the Brooklyn Nets, how do you not move on from Kevin Durant, especially given the fact that you're not willing to fire both individuals that he allegedly has asked for you to fire? I don't know how you don't move on from, because if you're saying to me that I'm not going to fire those two individuals, but you still got to play for those two individuals and be a part of this team, I don't understand how you serve, how you're going to be best served given the fact that you got a player who doesn't want to be there, who doesn't want to be with the two individuals that you still have on staff. Like, how is that going to transpire to anything good whatsoever?
But that's why, Key, I said this is a negotiation. So I will come to the table and say, hey, look, Steve Nash, I think he's the answer. Tell me who else is a better answer for you. And
put
then have you give
in
me
his court?
Yeah, have you give
so
me
so you're
resumes.
Doing that all over again.
Well, no, I would do that because I think a lot of people, including myself, and I love Steve Nash, have questioned how competent Steve Nash is, considering this is his first head coaching experience.
I understand.
And expectations are to win a championship. So we've talked about that over the last 2 years, even though I would also say it's been hard because Steve Nash has never had a team at full strength. But if you're giving me that ultimatum, I might be willing to find middle ground as it relates to Steve Nash. I'm not giving you any middle ground with Sean Marks. Sean Marks is off the table for me. So I might be willing to compromise there with Steve.
But he asked you for both.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't.
You can ask for
anything. A negotiation
key
is when we walk away and everybody's somewhat unsatisfied. Like, yeah, you're not going to just win a complete negotiation. We have to meet in the middle here.
But part of the problem, though, is the fact that Kevin Durant asked for both. Okay, let's assume that they say, you know what, Steve Nash. Let's just assume Steve said, you know what, man, I don't need to be a part of this. I'm getting ready to step down. I don't have time for this. I'm a professional. I've won a championship, gold medal. I'm out of here. My career is more important. I'm gone. You now asking Kevin Durant to still be in the same building with a guy that he asked to be fired.
You don't have to see Sean Marks. You don't have to interact with Sean Marks.
It doesn't matter whether you got to interact with him or not. They still in the same building.
So what does that do with anything?
What is Sean Marks going
to
do? Not come around? Sean Marks has now got to make some personnel decisions. And if Kevin Durant is in on all of that, he's got to communicate with him, Jay. If you're giving Kevin Durant autonomy basically to run.
I'm not.
But you are.
I'm not.
By firing Steve Nash,
I'm not.
By coming to Kevin.
I'm not. I'm making
it.
Hey, by the way, Key, just.
Yeah, this is where, you know, he doesn't make any sense at all. Not at all. He doesn't make any sense because, you know, you are giving him autonomy. You know, how can you say you're not giving him autonomy when you are actually letting him, you know, fire the head coach? And I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying that you are giving them autonomy. But at the same time, you know, Jay's trying to work, you know, work both angles. And yeah, it doesn't work that way. Keyshawn is absolutely right. You know, Jay Will, I hate to say it, but you don't know what you're talking about right now. You know, even though I'm like, hey, look, man, you got to get rid of the coach. We'll do whatever KD want. But you're wrong. You know, let's get back to it.
Just because I come to you and I talk to you doesn't mean I have to do what you advise. I'm receiving your feedback.
No, right? Hold on though, Jay. So if Kevin Durant is telling you to fire somebody and you ultimately fire that individual and then you ask Kevin Durant, who do you want? And Kevin Durant says, I want Jay Will to coach the team. And you go and you hire Jay Will. Is that not giving him any control?
No, Key, I don't know why you're looking at it so obsolete in that way. Like, absolute. Like, it's I can go to KD and be like, hey, look, me firing Sean Marks is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's non-negotiable.
Okay.
I am willing to meet you middle ground if you can find me a better candidate for this team than Steve Nash.
I found one, Jay Will.
All right. Then let's all talk about that. And I might be willing to do that one. But but that doesn't mean that you have autonomy because I'm willing to meet you in the middle here. I'm willing to take your feedback and listen to you.
You just listened to me and you fired Steve Nash and you hired Jay Will.
But I was already on the verge. But first off, we all have to agree on who we're hiring here.
And see, so, you keep changing it, OBJ.
But it's not though, Key.
Well,
I just listened to Keyshawn and J. Will, you know, have this discussion on in terms of who, you know, who should get fired, who should keep. I have to side with the football player. I never thought I'd say that, you know, especially when it's a basketball player that's having a discussion with him. But J. Will is absolutely wrong. And J. Will doesn't make sense right now. Because, yeah, if you're going to give Kevin Durant the autonomy to fire the head coach in Steve Nash, okay, and make the decision in terms of who the new head coach is going to be, you know, then why not get the general manager out of there? You know, but you talk about, oh, you're not giving up control. But you gave up control already. Remember, Kevin Durant gave the okay to hire Steve Nash to begin with. Right. Him and Kyrie, you know, they thought they were going to be able to, do what they needed to do, that they didn't need coaching. You know, they were lucky. They had, you know, people like Ime Udoka on their coaching staff, you know, that helped guide that shit, you know, especially when things weren't going right. People that can hold people accountable, like, and pull somebody to the side and be like, hey, somebody's busting your butt. You need to do what you do. You Kyrie. You know what I mean? You need coaches like that. So, you know, I think, you know, you know, as much as you may not want to listen to Kevin Durant, he may not be doing it appropriately. Maybe what he's telling you is that he needs somebody that's going to hold him accountable so he can be at his peak performance. He shouldn't have got swept, but I knew he was going to get swept because, you know what? When they ran into a brick wall, they didn't have a reaction. In coaching, you must have you might come out like, we're going to shoot threes all day. Man, they take away the three-point line. Man, you know what? Let's run motion. Let's get screens for each other. Go back door on them. You got to have a counter play, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, and like I said, you know, hey, this is nothing personal, but, you know, we got to be able to, you know, give facts. You know, where are you going to find another Kevin Durant? I keep asking that question until somebody can answer that question for. There's 1,000 Steve Nashes that's never coached before. You know what I mean? That you can plug right out and fit right in. With no coaching experience, you can find them a dime a dozen. Tell me what job that Sean Marks did that is so phenomenal that you will risk your franchise player for him, the best player in the NBA. You're going to risk it for a general manager that, look at all the decisions that they made, all the players that came through there, all the contracts. You know, you signed off on these contracts, the general manager, you made the last decision, even if the players wanted that. Sometimes, look, the Lakers just told LeBron, no, we're not mortgaging our future just to, you know, to give you, you know, 10 All-Stars to be in the lineup. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to make the hard decisions. It's an adult. My kids want to have ice cream for dinner. I don't give it to them. It's real talk with Kingsman, man. Let's check out some more things, man. I got more reactions. You know, this is just, you know, you can't even make this up, man. Now, let's check. First of all, if you listen to this channel, you know how hard I've been on Nick Wright. I've called him Nick Wrong, Nick Never Right, you know, LeBron Floozy. I've called him all kind of names. But today, my peoples. Once again, hit that like button, man. You know, subscribe to the channel. We're trying to get to 1,000 real quick. You know, this is your boy Kingsley with Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. But man, oh man, I never thought that I would ever say this, but me and Nick Wright is on the same page. I agree with Nick Wright. Let me do this properly, like Home Alone. Yeah, but I agree with Nick Wright, man. He's on point on today. You know, I don't know, maybe because Chris Broussard is out of the is on vacation, so you know, he's trying to be the one with common sense now. So all of a sudden he's making sense, you know. So let's listen to the man.
People have tweeted me, "Where's Brew this week?" And you know, I don't want to reveal Brew's personal details, but I will. I mean,
he was in London trying to arbitrate this meeting, hoping that Cy and Katie could come together. And, oh, it's not, I mean, you say it's not true. I say it is true. Brokered this meeting like an old mafia don, thinking it could all come together. But unfortunately, the families are still warring. So here's what I've got to say, Antoine. I think Kevin Durant managed to checkmate a billionaire. I think Kevin Durant doing this, while I understand it might be unpopular and I understand it's going to cause a lot of hurt feelings, most notably from Steve Nash, who was his handpicked coach, who KD right after the season said he was dealt a ridiculously tough hand. What do you want from Steve? He might have torched that relationship, but KD has now guaranteed that he will be traded. And that's what he wants. Here's why I say, Antoine, I think he checkmated him. If Kevin Durant actually wanted Steve Nash and Sean Marks fired in order to come back to the Nets, that would have been the opening salvo back in July when he had Rich Kleiman meet with Joe Tsai. That was not it. It was simply trade me. But now we are 6 weeks removed from that, Antoine, and he has not been traded, and there are rumblings that, hey, they might just try to run it back. And now Kevin Durant, by making this demand and then very fortuitously having that demand instantly leaked, has guaranteed that keeping him is untenable. Joe Tsai is not going to fire the GM and the head coach because of this. And I don't think you can ask the GM and the head coach, particularly Steve Nash, to work with Kevin Durant, whoever the whole world now knows wanted them fired as a prerequisite of him coming back. So now I do think what he wanted, which is getting traded, he is guaranteed that it's going to happen. It had to get a little ugly, and maybe it'll get uglier. But Antoine, I'm of the belief that Kevin Durant did this strategically, knowing that Nash and Marks would not be fired, but instead he would get traded because.
I never thought that I would actually agree with Nick Wright, but absolutely. Nick Wright is the only person making sense right now. And if KD, you know, wanted, you know, to stay, you know, with the Nets, that's not no longer possible. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the reality of it is, you know, like coach and player got to be able to get along. Forget about the general manager for a minute. But for KD and, KD and, you know, Steve Nash to be able to coexist, you know, a lot is going to have to happen, you know, and by this leap in terms of KD wanting both of them, Sean Marks, the general manager, and the coach, Steve Nash, fired, it basically guaranteed that he has to be traded. Otherwise, you're going to have a locker room that is tension. If he does play, if he doesn't hold out, And if he does hold out, you know, it's just going, it's going to be bad. It's going to be very bad. So either way is, you know, I don't see an easy resolution on this. But I wonder, even as publicly as Joe Tsai is saying, he stands with management. I wonder if there's going to be behind the door, you know, situations where they try to make a deal for those guys to resign or quit or something, because something's got to give. You can't have a situation where your star player is disgruntled, unhappy, and wants out of town. So let me know what you think. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Obadiah. Please hit the like button, subscribe, like us, so we can hit that 1,000. We're trying to get to 1,000 real quick. Okay, so hit that button, and we appreciate you. Till next time, this is your boy, Kingsley Obadiah. Keep it real.